My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about what you should do when your revenue tanks. And Neil, this has probably happened a couple times in your businesses. It's happened in my businesses. So do you want to go first?
Yeah. You look at people, you can look at me, you can look at the Elon Musk, the Gary Vaynerchuks, the Peter Thiels of the world. I don't care who they are. Everyone has their ups and downs. No business just keeps climbing forever. Apple once was struggling and they needed a bailout from Microsoft. So that Microsoft invested $100 million in them. So that way they wouldn't go bankrupt and Microsoft wouldn't have antitrust lawsuits up the wazoo. Everyone has revenue pitfalls and downfalls. Again, the question is just when. So what you need to do is go back and focus. There's something that made your business work really well. And the reason a lot of times what I see is people's revenue tanks because they're distracted. They're doing too many things. They're trying to innovate. They're trying to expand. And yes, you know, that's all good stuff. But if you lose your focus on your main revenue source, it's going to start dropping. You can't forget that golden goose. It doesn't matter if the golden goose isn't sexy anymore. It's still producing, you know, golden eggs. So make sure you're always building upon it, working at it, and making it better. The second reason that I see most people's revenue drop is they stopped innovating their core product. Forget creating new stuff. They stopped innovating their core product. And if competition comes out because technology is always getting easier and easier and better and it's getting cheaper, eventually someone is going to, you know, clean up your lunch or take over your business because you just left your eyes off of it and you're just going and distracted and doing something else. So always focus on your core business.
Yeah. So I highly recommend reading this book called Rocket Fuel. It talks about the concept of a visionary and integrator. And, you know, Neil has an integrator. And so Neil, for his business, he's certainly the visionary. You know why? because he's out there talking to other people. He's out there, you know, if his business is around marketing, he's always involved in marketing. Like, look at it. We're doing a daily marketing podcast, right? So he's the visionary for the business, but you also have an integrator that can, that's actually able to execute on those ideas. So highly recommend that book. But also at the same time, you know, I talked about in a past episode, you know, when your revenue tanks, even before that, you got to have preventive measures, right? You got to have that line of credit when you don't really need it, right? That's got to be available, right? You can either, you can look at from your bank, you can even, you know, even you can even look at like kind of short-term loans from like Cabbage or something like that and pull these when you need it. I'm not saying you got to use them all the time because they're really expensive, but just there to cover your ass, right? And you got to have your expenses lined up too, just in case something bad happens. But when your revenue tanks too, also, like here's the other thing. I'll share a story with you. I remember reading about this story where somebody from IBM made a $1 billion mistake, right? So it was a massive mistake. And, you know, one of the CEOs just basically said, the CEO just said, well, you know, that's a $1 billion lesson, right? So, you know, what I did with my business is I basically, you know, decided to stay a little hands off and, you know, let one guy, you know, kind of make his decisions. And, you know, I knew he was going to take a licking. And, you know, we certainly took a licking as a business, right? So, you know, revenue did tank, right? But what happens afterwards? That's when you gather everyone together. You gather the team together too, saying, hey, here's what's going on. Here's what we need to do exactly. What do you think, you know, happened? We looked at all the feedback from the customers. And then from there, we craft an action plan, right? What's going to happen? What's the goal for the next, you know, year? What's the goal for the next 90 days? What actions do we need to take to fix this, right? So as a services business, here's what I did. One of the exercises we did in our offsite last week was took out a marker. We got on a, you know, we took out on the drawing board, basically. And I said, okay, guys, tell me, what is a 1-star client experience? Okay. Everyone listed things out. You know, people don't care. Things are on autopilot for a services-based business. Okay, great. Tell me, what is a 5-star experience, right? What happens in a 5-star experience? Okay, great. A company can anticipate. They can innovate, like to Neil's point, right? And then after that, we're not done. Tell me what a 7-star experience is, right? This is, you know, we're talking about basically an agency that occupies, that basically, you know, is an extension of the team that, you know, the client doesn't need to think about, right? So things like that, right? But when you're able to kind of spec these things out and people get on the same page, you got to get your people on the same page, then you are all committed to, you know, the same goal. You're able to hit numbers and you're able to keep tracking these numbers every single week and talk about them all the time. That's how you're going to get back on track.
Yeah, and what we end up doing is we put people in charge of each part of the funnel, right? Or business process or sales process or whatever you want to end up calling it, right? However you make money. And as you start seeing numbers in a certain division start tanking and you're getting indicators that week, your team needs to have an action plan of what they're going to do the next week to start reversing that effect and start growing again. If you don't have that, you're going to start seeing that you're going to get way more instances of revenue tanking versus being preventative and stopping it from happening. Once your revenue does tank, of course, you know, your team needs to create an action plan and figure out, all right, how are you going to tackle this and how are you going to stop the bleeding and continually grow? Eric and I come from two different schools of thought, and I'm not saying either one is right or wrong. Eric's big on if the revenue tanks and it's caused by a few people, you know, it's a learning experience and let them go and then keep training and learning. I'm a big believer if people keep screwing up, I'm just going to fire them and I'm just going to end up replacing them. I'm a bit more cutthroat entrepreneur and I'm not the easiest person to work with, as Eric can probably attest to that. But yeah, you just got to end up figuring out what's right for you and operate from that way. The other thing I like doing, especially if you're in a service-based business, is you should survey people as clients, right? So your clients are paying you. Each month, we have a satisfaction survey. What did you like? What did you not like? What could we do to improve the service? And this goes back to Eric's, you know, 5 stars, 7 stars, etc. This way you can see who's upset before they churn. That way you can end up fixing it and they'll stay much longer. The other thing, if you're in a consumer-based business is where you're selling products, your biggest reason for a revenue tank is usually going to be reliance on one marketing channel, like Facebook ads go up or they don't convert as well. So what you need to start doing is diversifying as soon as possible. Even if Facebook's, you know, your bread and butter, it's okay to lose some money each month experimenting on new channels. That way you can get some of them to work right. That way you're not as reliant and you can recover much quicker when something goes down.
Yeah, the final thing I'll add is around, you know, the weekly kind of sales cadence, right? So, you know, you have people in the room, you know, you could have your integrator, your visionary in there, you have multiple stakeholders in there, and you also have the account executives or the closers in there, right? Talking about, okay, maybe the VP of sales is like, okay, here's how much we closed this week. And based on these numbers, we're on target for this quarter, which means we're on target for the year, right? But it's a very accountable kind of statement in the very beginning. And you run this meeting more like it's very process oriented, right? It's like a boom, boom, boom. You know, no people are asking, you know, open-ended questions, things like that. It's just you get to the point, you talk through numbers, the closers are talking about, you know, what deals they close, what they're on track for. And then also if you're a service-based business, you're also making the client services team aware of, okay, here are the deals coming down the pipeline, right? And then also the client services team or the client success people can say, okay, you know, also at the same time, the current clients, these are up for an upsell, right? Or, you know, maybe these ones aren't that happy right now. And to Neil's point, you have to be preventative, right? If you're able to, you know, look at these things ahead of time and, you know, you, to Neil's point, you know, running some kind of happiness survey or an MPS, I like to use Ask Nicely. That's asknicely.com, I believe. Use something like that, and then that way you can have, you know, feedback ahead of time. And here's the thing, right? When you have the MPS survey, you have actual feedback from the clients, and then, or, you know, whatever, you know, product or service you're selling, you take in front of the team. This is irrefutable, right? You, like, you stick this in front of everyone. This is exactly what happened. Here is the result right now. What can we do? And it shouldn't be on you as a leader or the manager to have to figure out all the answers, because if you are figuring out all the answers all the time, guess what? Everyone else is going to rely on you, and you aren't going to be able to build the business or grow your team.
So now you pretty much have it. If your revenue tanks, just follow the advice we gave and you should start recovering and doing well. And of course, don't just wait for your revenue to tank. Do the preventive measures that Eric and I mentioned. So that way, hopefully your revenue doesn't go down.
Great. So that's it for today. But if you want a special giveaway of Crazy Egg, which is Neil's heat mapping tool, just go to singlegrain.com/giveaway to learn more. And we will see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.